Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 11 December 2023. Welcome to today's program. We're so glad you're with us, and I sincerely do mean that. We got a guest on tonight that I had on about 2 months ago. Before I knew a lot about this man, a book he wrote entitled Nobody Wants You Healthy. Nobody Wants You Healthy. I've looked at the book, and we're going to bring up a guest in a minute, talk about this, and that one, the answer that he offers in there that may help a lot of people that I am going to try as soon as possible. We'll share that just with a minute. Before I go there, though, we're going to have Bible study again this weekend, Lord willing. Hope you can join us. This past weekend, there was a mess up on our end. Something happened with Rumble that I would feel didn't thank them until later, but we'll back on schedule this weekend, Lord willing. Live at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us by going to our website, PastorButch.com, and clicking on Rumble. Right in the middle of the page thereabouts, you'll see a great big word, Rumble. Click on that, and it'll be there live. Starting at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday morning. The first half of our course is prayer requests, praise reports, and testimony time. Then from 11:30 to 12:30, we do Christian Worldview News. And then I'm going to get this all right in a minute, folks. From 11:30 to 12:30, yeah, the 1 to 2, we do the Bible study with this week. I think you're going to find it very interesting. Not that they all aren't. Field done a great job last week on his presentation. Nonetheless, we want you to join us, folks. That's why we have them. If you weren't there watching them and help us pay to have it done, we wouldn't be there. So don't ever think you're not important, because you're the reason why we're here. You help us keep this thing going for almost 31 years. All glory to God. Of course, all glory to Heavenly Father. But thank you all for your faithfulness and being with us for so long. So this coming Saturday, Lord willing, we'll be getting back together again, and everything should be working as it should be, hopefully, this coming Saturday. One prayer request tonight. Y'all know who Dino from Wisconsin is. Dino is a regular listener, had been for many, many years. Ask him his mama, Dorothy, in prayer. She's in her 90s, folks. It's Dino's mom. And I suppose she's doing pretty well for her age. But keep her in your prayers nonetheless. Lord will bless her with some remaining good days and healthy days, okay? Now, I know specials for the month. I don't know what else to offer folks, what we've already had. You know what we offer through the ministry in the way of products here, books and products, and with Stoss Heart Drops and Vitamir Toothpaste and Mouthwash and all the other products we have here. And the books and materials are available in our catalog or on our website. Just go to PastorButch.com. Look under the headlines up top there, and you'll find the catalog. Look up and see what we have to offer. I think you may find some very interesting things on there. Our guest tonight, as I said, was on about 2 months ago. His name is Dr. Mark Richards. And he wrote a book that I have to admit is pretty straightforward and right to the point, and I love it for that reason. Nobody Wants You Healthy. And I was amazed at the frankness of the book and the pure honesty that he brought forth into his writings here. Dr. Mark, are you there? Are you there, Dr. Mark? I don't hear him. Is he there, Todd? All right, we're going to try Dr. Mark again. We lost him somehow there. But again, this book, my friends, is phenomenal. Very well written. And I said, I like a book that gets to the point, doesn't go around in circles and leading back to the same spot. Let's take a straight line into it, lay the facts out, and make the point and move on. That's how I try to write my few books that I've written. I don't like to dwallow on something and make a 3-4 chapter issue of a 3-page chapter that will cover it all. So we lost Dr. Mark. We'll get back on as soon as we can because I think you'll find this very interesting. I know that I'm looking forward to it. Dr. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to my phone. I guess somebody didn't like what I was saying.
I guess so. Well, there you go. See, you're getting in trouble again already. Just got you on. Gee whiz. But anyway, I can't believe it either. I just tell them folks about your book and how straightforward it is. And after I read the book, of course, I understood more and I understand more now why you recommend pellet therapy. And folks, you know what that is? Bear with me a minute. You're going to. Because this is a therapy that I'm going to try as soon as I possibly can. Marsh and I both. But in your book, nobody wants you healthy, Dr. Mark.
Yep.
You laid it right on the line, pre-level, straight out. I mean, there was no way to that you weren't clear on any issue. And I want to thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. It was a labor of love to write that book. Your listeners can go to nobodywantsyouhealthy.com and find it there if they have a computer.
Well, even the introduction to the book, when I read the title, the introduction, folks, is titled Profitable Perversity. Profitable Perversity. Wow. Right between the eyes of the first punch. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. I like that. And why would you say that? Why'd you say that?
Well, because the goal was to be profitable. It wasn't to instill health and well-being in people. You know, if people got healthy from the medications, then that was a great side benefit. But if they didn't, it didn't matter as long as it could be profitable. And that's pretty much why I call the first one Profitable Perversity.
Okay. All
you know, because people want to maintain health and quality of life. And, you know, back in the old West, when people were selling snake oil treatments out of covered wagons, you know, people would flock and pay them money, even though they probably knew that it wasn't going to work, just because there was hope. But now, you know, we have expensive drugs being delivered that don't really cure or prevent chronic diseases, and chronic diseases are 90% of what healthcare costs are.
That's very true.
So, you know, they are not going to get rich by making a cure for chronic disease. They're only going to get rich by making treatments for chronic disease that may or may not make it a little better.
Well, it may treat symptoms. It always causes something else to go wrong also. But, you know, you made a statement in the book that, and I hadn't really thought about this, not only do most doctors and of course, drug companies don't want you well, they're making billions off of us. I understand that. Most doctors, they may want you well, but they don't know what they're doing. And you might, by that point, very clear in your book also. But I never thought about it. Insurance companies don't want you well either. Explain that.
Yeah. So insurance companies don't want you well because insurance companies aren't really taking a lot of risk with your health. They're taking a little bit, but they're very regulated by the government and the states. So an insurance company can keep 25% of what they charge all of their policyholders in premiums. And that 25% goes to, you know, administrative costs and profit. So let's assume that the insurance company pays out $1 million in claims. Let's say they pay out $750,000 in claims total, and that means they were allowed to charge $1 million worth of premium. So they kept $250,000. But let's say the population gets sicker and they pay out $2 million in claims, or $1.5 million in claims. So when they do that, now they can bill $2 million. So they collect $500,000 in profit. So the more they pay out, they still have a fixed percentage of 25% of what they pay out. But the sicker you are, the more they're going to have to pay out. And the more they have to pay out, the bigger the dollar amount that they get to keep.
Folks, that is really weird arithmetic. But I understand what you're saying. You would think they would want to lower their costs, but the more they pay out, the more money they make. That is really a good game. How can we make one of those?
That was shocking to me, too. You know, cause I was wondering, how come insurance companies aren't all over this? Because what I talk about in my book is science that, you know, we started the testosterone pellet treatment back in 1939 in this country. And the literature is very clear, very clear. Except to people that don't want it to be clear, but it's very clear that it reduces all sorts of things. It reduces heart disease. It reduces risk of stroke. It reduces risk of breast cancer. It reduces risk of diabetes, you know, on and on and on. And yet, why wouldn't insurance companies be all over and interested in this? And I finally figured out why when I started looking at the numbers and the math and the profit margins. And
wow.
it became clear.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And by the way, before I go to something else here, can this reverse diabetes or at least slow it down?
Well, it can slow it down for darn sure. It can improve your blood sugar control for darn sure. But can it reverse it? Yeah, you know, there's some evidence that in some percentage of people, it actually makes them non-diabetic. You know, it's not 100%, but maybe 15% on testosterone pellets or long-lasting testosterone therapy. Over a couple of years, it can reduce their diabetes to where they don't take any more medication. But when they stop the pellets, the diabetes comes back.
That is phenomenal. I want to read, if you don't mind, about a paragraph and a half off of page 3 in your book. And, folks, this book's available to you, by the way. If you don't have it, you need to get a copy of it. Watch, read it online, and I got the hard copy in my hand right now. Phenomenal. But I want you to listen to this paragraph or so. There also is a problem of falsified science. While we would hope that drug companies do not advise medical researchers to make false conclusions from their research, funding often vanishes for those scientists and their institutions after reporting unfavorable results in drug studies. Not unexpectedly, the percentage of provably false medical science studies published in peer-reviewed journals had become staggering. According to the National Academy of Sciences and other national and international science organizations, over 75% of medical and science articles published in peer-reviewed journals are not reproducible in independent labs. In other words, over 75% of published studies' conclusions are very likely false. That is powerful. That is huge, and that is scary.
Yeah, it is. Can imagine being a doctor and think you got the best education and you're trying to help people, and then you find out that, you know, probably 50% of what they taught you was wrong.
Well, you know, as I read this information, I'm sitting back thinking, they get by with this. They have been for decades. They've been getting by with this, and no one seems to question the fact that they've been lying to us. Is no one watching over this at all? Does no one seem to care?
Well, yeah, there's people watching over it, and the question is, how much do they care? And some people care a great deal, but if you're not the one distributing the money, you don't have a whole lot of power to make a difference. And if you are the ones distributing the money, typically it's in your financial best interest to let this keep going, because if you look at, for example, the FDA, which is supposed to look at drug and food safety, they don't have any statisticians to look at these studies and determine if the numbers make sense or not. They can't tell. And the people who are in leadership positions at the FDA frequently go on to $1 million-plus salaries in the drug companies that they were regulating in the first place. So it's not in their best interest to create a lot of waves and, you know, demand things be true. So you start to wonder who's watching who, and it really gets to be very frustrating. You know, this whole COVID fiasco really put the sledgehammer on top of the nail head to really drive it home to a lot of people when they realize that, you know, what we're being told was being censored and promulgated by the government, and anybody who was opposing what was being told was threatened with loss of their job and license. That's an unpleasant situation to be in.
Oh, it is. It is. But, you know, to read this and see the massive cover-up, I mean, this wasn't, it's been, like I said, this has been a web that's been spun now longer than I've been alive. And that's quite a while.
Yeah.
And it's drawn more and more people into this web. They've ensnared more and more people, millions and millions, billions of people worldwide. I mean, hooked them to the drug parade. I mean, drug parade. They're drug into it, and they're given drugs all their lives. People getting rich off of it. And again, doctors don't know. And well, you admit in a book that you didn't know that you met a doctor, Vincent Castronovo, I believe it was, Castronovo.
Right.
Taught you something. Yep. But up until that time, you knew a lot about different things, but you knew nothing about really curing a problem. Is that a fair way to put it?
Well, that's a pretty fair way to put it. You know what they say about specialists, Reverend, they end up knowing more and more about less and less until they know just about everything about almost nothing.
And yeah, that's true. And you made a statement in your book, too, that people, when people say they're going to see a specialist, all of a sudden they think they got the best of whatever it is. And it's not necessarily so, is it?
It's not necessarily so. It depends. If you have a specific problem, then a specialist in that problem is a great person to go to. But the best person to initially help is somebody that has a, you know, 50,000 foot view of the whole situation and can look at all the different pieces. And that's not the way that at least Western medicine has gone. We've gone to looking at specific problems and prescribing a drug for those problems. Now, if you look at, here's an interesting fact. When you look at cholesterol medications, statin drugs, are you familiar with those?
Oh, yes. Very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, so they have a lot of side effects to them. But now we have convinced the physician population of the United States and most of the regular population that if your cholesterol is over 200, you need to be on a statin. And I'll give you an example of the arithmetic used for this. So if you take 10,000 people and that are over 200 and you give them all a statin drug, the drug companies will tell you it reduces the number of heart attacks in that group by 25%. And so, you know, doctors that weren't taught statistics and most of the population will say, wow, the group had a 25% less heart attacks. I definitely need to take a statin drug, right?
Sounds like it.
But if you look at how many people had heart attacks who didn't take the statin drugs, it was 20 out of 10,000. And if you look at the ones that were on statin drugs, of the 10,000 people on statin drugs, 16 did. So there was four less out of 10,000 that had heart attacks if they were on statin drugs, right?
Right.
So if you told somebody in a different way and said, hey, you will get a 4 out of 10,000 improvement if you take a statin drug, they'd tell you to go fly a kite because they're not going to take all those risks and problems with statin drugs for a 4 in 10,000 improvement. I mean, if you think about it, how many lifetimes does that person have to live to actually have one less heart attack?
The benefit from it, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I see the same, sure.
The FDA doesn't seem to understand the math. The drug companies have great marketing people, and they know how to phrase it so that people will fall into the trap. But it just doesn't make sense. You know, if you actually look at the absolute, it's called a relative risk versus absolute risk. If you look at your real personal absolute risk improvement, it was so small that it wouldn't be worth taking the statin drugs. You know, when you had outside the country, independent groups look at millions of people with different cholesterol levels. It turns out that the people with the lowest risk of dying each year were the ones who had levels between about 200 and 250. And that was in every age group. So, and the majority of people in the world are somewhere around 200, 250. So if your drug company can convince the majority of people that they need to be on a statin drug, you can make billions. It's a great business. But it doesn't make any sense scientifically or medically.
Wow. And these people getting rich, become billionaires, just like Fauci did with this pandemic. You know, you get a quote in chapter one of your book by Thomas Sowell. Thomas Sowell said this, Folks, it takes considerable knowledge just to realize the extent of your own ignorance. Ouch. It's true.
So true. That's the way I felt when I was going through all this stuff and ended up writing the book. It's like, oh, my God.
And Dr.
I didn't realize.
Dr. Castronova kind of pricked you a little bit, didn't he, when he came up with an answer for you? He kind of gave you a little bit of a indigestion, I guess you could say, whenever he come through with a solution.
He opened my eyes. He was an interesting man. I don't know if he's still practicing or even still alive, but he was an interesting man. He was an endocrinologist, a hormone specialist in Belgium from the University of Brussels, and he had a clinic where he was treating people from all over Europe, and these were people typically in their 40s and 50s who were not feeling that well anymore. They had gained some weight. Their blood sugars were a little high. They tried to exercise and diet. They couldn't lose weight. When they exercise, they usually hurt themselves. And they're a little depressed. And they just weren't feeling optimal. And so they go to his clinic, and he made me laugh. He said the first thing he did is take them all off statin drugs. And I thought that was pretty funny. And then he said, then he put them on a moderating diet and exercise plan. And then he said, in the end, I had to give almost all of them testosterone, the men and the women testosterone, in order to make them better. And, you know, it sort of floored the audience. And we were asking, you know, why testosterone? And he was very honest, which is what I appreciate. He goes, I have no idea. He said, but they all seem to be a little low in it, and it makes them all better, the men and the women. And I said, okay. You know what? That's an interesting. That's really fascinating. And I knew, and the doctor sitting next to me, who were European, said, "Yeah, he's really famous, amazing clinic. Everybody wants to go see him. He's booked for years in advance." So I thought, okay, there must be something to this guy. So then, had a few other lecturers get on stage that were selling snake oil, and I wasn't buying. And then this old guy came up from University of Georgia. And the University of Georgia is an interesting place because the University of Georgia was a pioneer in hormone pellet therapy back in the 40s and 50s. And this guy gets up and he says, you know, I'm mostly retired, but, you know, I came to talk about it, and I listened to Dr. Castronova's talk. And he said, let me tell you about hormone pellet therapy. And then he talked about what they were doing with hormone pellets and why it worked and what the results he saw. And he said that he understands exactly what Dr. Castronova was experiencing because he saw the same thing in his patients when he was putting pellets in them. And so at this point, I sort of realized it was a testosterone problem and came back to the U.S. and started really researching and looking at, okay, what are testosterone levels supposed to be? What were they historically? What's the literature on it? And that's when I realized that the levels used to be much, much higher, and that there was something that was causing our levels to drop. And then I also realized that the labs, instead of keeping a healthy level as the range that the doctor saw, were just averaging the population and taking sort of the average of the population and going a little bit on either side of the average as the range on the paper they reported. So you can imagine as people get sicker and sicker, the levels in the labs range keep getting lower and lower and lower, which if you're a doctor and you assume that's the healthy range, then you know, your average patient is in the healthy range, no matter how sick they are. You follow me?
I do. Yes, yes, yes. It's like grading on a curve.
Exactly. So, yeah, grading on a curve. That's exactly what it's like. And so this was another real eye opener of the thousands of eye openers I had, was that we have a population at this point whose testosterone levels are more than 60% lower than they were in 1970.
That's huge.
And it's huge. It's even bigger than even my colleagues can imagine, because they don't understand that testosterone is the most abundant hormone in both men and women their entire life, and it's responsible for controlling inflammation, which causes chronic disease, and metabolism, which helps prevent diabetes and prevents your bones from falling apart and that sort of thing, and blood sugar levels, you know, and how your body handles energy. And those are the three things that you need in your body in order for it to survive. So if you have inflammation, for example, your listeners might not understand this, but inflammation of the brain is what causes anxiety disorders and thinking problems and depression that show up, you know, in your 40s or 50s, when you never had that issue when you were younger, or 60s. You know, the slowness of thinking, called mild cognitive impairment, classic symptom of inflammation. So these are things that are affecting society. Fertility is dropping through the floor.
It's true.
You know, sperm counts by 2050 are going to be about zero. And so the next big question was, why? Why are we dropping our testosterone levels through the floor? And that took a little bit of legwork to figure that one out. And it appears to be due to all the chemicals in the environment that we call hormone disruptors or endocrine disruptors. And many, the most powerful ones, the most prevalent ones, are likely coming from plastics. And they're called plasticizers. And they're not only are they in plastics, but they're in things like people's shampoo, their soap, their sunblock, their cosmetics. They're in the vinyl seats of your car. They're in your food containers. They're in the tubes that, you know, take milk from the cow into the metal tank. I mean, and it just pulls these phthalates out. And we need phthalates, supposedly, because that's what makes plastics act like plastic. Otherwise, you're stuck with rubber and glass and metal. So these are problems the world needs to solve, and we need to solve them in the next couple decades. Now, in the meantime, I can get people, I can probably reduce chronic disease 50%.
Oh, wow. Folks, hang on through the break. We've got a lot more to talk about and your questions next half hour at 844-769-2944. We ain't got the good part yet. Hang in there. Don't go away. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back here and talk to Dr. Mark Richards about his book, Nobody Wants You Healthy. We're going to give you a way to get a copy of this book just in a few minutes, so don't go away. You don't miss this. You want a copy of this book. Trust me, you do. I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what's diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, whatever. You want this book. Now, I'm stepping out on faith here, so to speak, because I do trust Dr. Mark and what I've read about him. And I've looked in some of the research online. This pellet is not a testosterone shot that you get a doctor and pay $1,200 for. That's not what it is. In my mind, they're dangerous. This is a totally different setup. Totally different. It's made out of something very natural. It's made out of sweet taters. I'm not lying to you. We'll find out that minute also. But this could change your life for the better. And as soon as I can get enough funds put back to do it, I am going to do it. Sometime, hopefully this week, my wife and I are going to get her blood test done and get the results back. I'm going to send a copy to Dr. Mark. And, of course, to the clinic in Charleston, West Virginia, where I'm going to have this where this done. And I want to make sure to see what it does for us. Reading this book, Doctor, and some of the things you said that this could help is absolutely remarkable. Now, I've got to ask this question. Is testosterone, lack of testosterone, said the lack of testosterone, in your mind, one of the big reasons, why people have all these chronic problems today?
Yes, I think absolutely the lack of testosterone is giving us probably 50% more chronic diseases than we would have normally.
Now, you said 50%, maybe more.
50%, maybe more.
Wow, that is beyond huge. I can't think of a word to describe that. That absolutely is like shining a light in a coal mine, giving somebody hope to get out of there. I mean, I don't know if you've been in a coal mine or not. I worked in them. And it's blacker than black. I mean, if somebody lights a candle, it's like you see the whole universe, and it gives you hope. This is what you're saying, this book gives me hope that perhaps for my wife's sake, especially, we can reverse some things.
Think about it. You know, back in 1960, way less than 10% of the population was obese. Way less. Nowadays, 50-60% are obese. If you can't run a metabolism and you can't build muscle and you can't burn fat as your calorie source and you're not processing sugars right, you're going to lead to obesity. Now, I'm sure there's, you know, fast foods and other stuff that are adding to it, but it's not like we didn't have cakes, candy, and ice cream back in 1960. That's we had true. Plenty of it. It's just people were processing it totally differently. And you look at autoimmune diseases and how many of those all of a sudden have shown up. And the spike in breast cancers. You know, breast cancer. You know, when my colleague in Ohio did a 10-year study on women that she gave testosterone pellets to, there was over a 40% reduction in the number that came down with breast cancer.
Wow.
And she knew that would be the case because she did breast cancer research and she was a breast cancer surgeon. And she knew that testosterone inhibited or stopped the growth of breast cancer on pretty much every breast cancer cell line studied. So she knew it would work, but nobody had done the study because nobody would fund it because, you know, breast cancer brings in a lot of money.
Of course. Of course. For everybody, including insurance companies. But folks, I don't know what I can even add to this so far. I mean, I'm going to try it. I'm sold enough on this to give it a shot. I really am. And I look at the cost, which is for Marsh and I both, is $800. Marsh and I both. After we get the blood test done, we go to Charleston, get the pellet in my love handles and in her buttocks. It's good for women also. Women do need testosterone. And I'm looking forward to see what happens. According to the clinic, within a few days, I should tell difference how I feel. Energy-wise, my biggest problem is I have the strength in my body. I'm not a weakling. But my balance is not good. I do fight diabetes, but best I can naturally. It's a constant battle. I do have back troubles, back pain. And could that help some with the back pain also, doctor?
You know, it sort of depends on what the back pain's caused by. It'll help joint pain much more often than back pain, because frequently back pain is caused by, bone and nerve problem where the space for the nerves got too small as you age
and the
opening gets narrow. But people that have, you know, the arthritis and tendonitis, a number of them have really noticed a huge improvement when they get started on the testosterone pellets.
Well,
to get back where you were...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, to get back where you're talking about women need testosterone, it's going back to what I said earlier, that it's the most abundant hormone in women their whole life, just like in men. And the estrogen that's inside of a woman's cell is just like the estrogen inside of a man's cell. We basically have the same amount of estrogen inside our cells, inside the skin cells, bone cells, heart cells, all that sort of stuff. Men need estrogen in their cells because estrogen is a fertilizer that makes the cell grow and repair itself. And testosterone is a weed killer that keeps things from getting too out of control. And it feeds into the anti-inflammation process in your immune system. So a woman doesn't have a higher level of estrogen in her blood than a man, except for about 25% of her lifetime. And people don't realize that. And that's only for about 2+ weeks out of every 4 weeks when she's fertile. Other than that, men have about the same and sometimes higher estrogen in their blood. 100% of the estrogen in our cells, whether you're a boy or a girl, 100% of the estrogen inside the cells, bone cells, skin cells, you know, even vaginal cells, 100% is there because it's made inside each cell from testosterone. So when the testosterone gets low, your estrogen inside your cells gets low. And that's why many of these symptoms in men and women, like hot flashes and sweats and that sort of thing, are the same when your testosterone gets low.
Mm. Wow. So, when you started discovering this, what were your thoughts when you looked at this, thought, wow, this makes sense? I mean, after all the years of being a doctor and this all of a sudden pops up, what were your initial thoughts on this?
My initial thoughts were, I was having a great time reading it because now all of a sudden everything made sense. You know,
really?
When you find, when you discover the truth, it's like, well, that explains things. You know, and there's at least for me, being a science geek, there's a joy in that. It's like, okay, I understand why that happens now. That explains why that's true. That explains why that's true.
Well, as I said, when back on the air, that I have read about testosterone shots because I want, who doesn't want to have energy? And, you know, I'm 75 years old now, and I don't feel bad enough not to do something. But energy, extra energy is what everybody needs, energy to keep moving and have the will to do something, not just the strength, but the desire. And that goes along with energy sometimes. So I'm looking forward to trying this out myself. But how do you ask a question? Reading about the testosterone shots, that I did research this. I researched the testosterone pills advertised. They didn't seem to be effective. I mean, I read results. Some people bragged on. Some people said they weren't that effective. I'm talking about the pills and the testosterone shots. I've heard from other people are dangerous, can be dangerous, and they don't last that long. You have to keep on going back every few weeks to get another one. They're very expensive. So how did y'all come up with the idea of this simple pellet? I mean, who brought this up?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure I know 100% the answer to it because it was developed long before I was born. They only discovered the molecule and how to make it in the 1930s. And then in 1939, we were manufacturing it and made it into pellet. I guess because, you know, the scientists at the time were pretty honest and they knew that testosterone was a steady state hormone. You know, it's not something that spikes way up and way down in a matter of hours or days. It's something that just sort of fluctuates up and down a little bit, but it's roughly around the same amount, you know, for months or years at a time. So it didn't occur to them to mix it up and shoot it in people because that's really not the way your body makes it and handles it. So
okay.
I think they seem to have just gone straight to pellets in the beginning. Maybe they tried injecting it and saw it didn't really last very long and wasn't helpful. But that's a very good question.
Well, I'll ask one more question, then we'll get to what's in the pellet, perhaps, if you don't mind sharing with us. But what should the testosterone level be for a man or a woman?
Okay, so this goes back to the conversation we had about how all the estrogen in our cells is made from testosterone inside each cell. So what we're measuring in the bloodstream is basically what's in the bloodstream. It's like the cars driving around Walmart, you know? Unless they actually park and go in the store, there's going to be no sales being made. You can make some assumptions about the cars driving around Walmart, but you really don't know how Walmart sales are going unless you go in the store and see how many people are at the cash register. So in men and women are different, despite what some people in our government want to tell us.
Yeah.
And the difference is not in the amount of testosterone and estrogen that men and women need in their bones or their liver or their skin or their muscles or whatever. The difference is that women make the vast majority of their testosterone inside their cells. And men make the vast majority of testosterone in their testicles, and then it goes into the bloodstream and gets absorbed and transported into the cells. But some of the testosterone that men make, they make in their cells, and some of the testosterone in the cells of women comes there because it's made in the ovaries or the adrenal glands. So we can both do both. We can both do it both ways. We can make some in ourselves, and we make some outside ourselves, and it gets transported in. Having said that, and telling you that my assumption and guess is that male and female tissue levels are the same in the same organs, which is why we could transport plant kidneys or hearts or whatever, and they work, you know, male to female to male, they'll work. A good blood level for a male on testosterone replacement would be, in my opinion, you know, around the 1,000 to at most 1,400 range. A good number for a male who is making adequate testosterone himself is typically in the, you know, 800 to whatever, 1400 or 1500 range. A good number for a woman who's making testosterone herself is probably, you know, somewhere above, you know, 50. But a woman on pellets means that her cells aren't making testosterone very much anymore. So I have to give her 100% into her bloodstream in order for it to get into the cells. So a woman on pellets is typically in the 300 range for testosterone, as opposed to if she was naturally making enough in her cells, her blood would be in the, you know, 80 range, 100 range, something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So what is different, the difference between the pellet and the injection?
So the difference is that testosterone is a, like, let's say, a mother hormone. It is one that makes multiple anti-inflammatory factors so that you don't get blood clots, so that you don't get, you know, joint pain and autoimmune diseases. It makes a hormone called IGF-1, which is responsible for making your cells sensitive to insulin so that you don't become diabetic. Because diabetics are insensitive to insulin. That's why their blood sugars get high, because their body makes tons of insulin, but the cells don't recognize it. That's a type 2 diabetic.
And by the way, this could help reverse that somewhat then, from what your book says. This could help reverse
it,
that.
It certainly helps lower what's called a hemoglobin A1C, which means it helps your body's metabolism of sugar and has big health consequences, big health benefits. And there's a small percentage they've seen in the studies, around 15%, that after a couple of years seems to reverse your diabetes. Now, the diabetes is caught early, they have a much higher chance of reversing it.
Sure.
If it's caught later, then they're just going to be much healthier and have lower drug requirements.
Okay.
But testosterone, as I said, also makes all the estradiol in your cells. So an estrogen is a very important hormone for cellular life. So getting back to your question, if I give you, there's an enzyme called aromatase that converts testosterone right into estrogen in one step. And your cells are prioritizing making estrogen as one of the things that they have to make to stay healthy. So if you have low levels of testosterone, that enzyme is going to be really ramped up to convert lots of testosterone, anything that comes in, into estrogen because your cell desperately needs it. If you give somebody a shot, then all of a sudden that enzyme got a dump truck full of testosterone, and it's going to spike the estrogen level way up. Well, estrogen's also the hormone that causes aggression and irritability, breast enlargement, water retention, increased fat. So all of a sudden, you give somebody a shot who's had low testosterone and their cells are struggling to make all the byproducts, including estrogen. They'll get a high estrogen level. They'll get irritable, water retention, maybe aggressive, breast tenderness, nipple tenderness. And then in a couple days, as the levels come down of testosterone, then those symptoms go away and they usually feel pretty good. And then about, you know, a few days after that, the levels get low enough that they start getting symptomatic again. And then typically they need to get another shot. So people were thinking, wow, we can just split these shots up and do a half dose twice a week. But it doesn't work that way. It still shoots up and shoots down in a relatively short amount of time. So if you want those enzymes to actually get acclimated like a healthy person so that you make steady state levels of estrogen that your cells need and anti-inflammation and insulin-like growth factor that controls your sugars, you need something that provides a steady availability of testosterone, just like when you were healthy and younger and not poisoned by phthalates.
There you go, yes.
And the only way we've discovered to do that is by pellets. And that's why you were not off base when you said the pellets are by far much better than testosterone injections.
All right. We're in our time. Let's try to squeeze in one phone call and a couple more questions. Before we get the phone call, though, tell people how can you get a copy of your book. And, folks, get a copy of this book. Trust me. Trust me. How much is the book and how can you get it, Dr. Mark?
You can get it online. There's a link on my website that takes you right to Amazon. You can buy it. It's $19.99.
Okay. And for people that don't have computers, what can they do?
They don't have computers.
Well, let me suggest this. If somebody wants to copy the book and they don't have a computer, if they write and send me the $20, can I forward it to you and you send them a copy of the book?
Sure.
Folks, there you go. That's easy. That's it. If you don't have a computer.
That's how we do.
Yeah, just call the office at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call long distance, or save money if you call long distance yourself, 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa or us or myself or Crystal on Thursday in the office, you want a copy of Dr. Mark's book. Just say Dr. Mark's book. $20, credit card, whatever you want to use, or write a check. I promise you, you'll get a copy of the book. And let's take a quick phone call. Jeff, Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in. Hey, Jeff, you there?
Sure.
Okay.
No, Pastor Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm right here, Pastor Paul.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Paul, I'm right here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask the doctor a question. Are you there, doctor?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yes. Here's my question. I live in the Massachusetts area. Now, typically, I would use a doctor if I break a bone or get a dislocated finger, for instance. But anything that has to do with anything outside of trauma-based injury, I try not to use doctors. But when it comes to herbal remedies and supplements, why is it that insurance doesn't pay for alternative medical procedures that has to do with supplements, herbs, natural techniques, discounts on the gym, a lowering of price on organic foods? In other words, okay. These are the things that fix most sicknesses,
and there is no
infrastructure for that in the blue state.
I think you answered the question earlier. Doc, go ahead and go ahead and answer in about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Sure. I think that's a part of the profitable perversity that the pastor was talking about. There's no money in it, and the people that are controlling medical teachings, drug distribution, all those sort of things, insurance, they're all the ones that have their hands in the pot, and therefore things that are not profitable to them, like organic foods and herbal remedies and Eastern medicine, as you'd call it, with, acupuncture and those sort of things, they just typically are not covered.
The insurance company make money, Jeff, of you being off
being sick. Thank you for having me on. Have a good one.
All right. And very quickly, Doc, we're running out of time so quick here. Would you mind sharing with the folks, if you're allowed to, why these shots are not dangerous and what's in them that will not harm you?
Sure. Well, testosterone is, like I said, the most abundant hormone in men and women their whole life. It's probably the oldest hormone, if you want to look at evolutionary development from single-cell organisms to multi-cell organisms. The testosterone pellets are the ones that we use on humans, our human testosterone, which is very similar to just about every other animal testosterone. And it chemically, it's based on a ring we call a steroid ring. And then you add certain atoms to it, and it can create any hormone, estrogen, thyroid, testosterone, whatever. And we use that, and we actually end up creating that in the lab. So you harvest yams, which, you're right, sweet potatoes. Right now it's almost all coming from China because they can pay, pennies a ton for yams, and you can grow them on sand. So they take the yams, they extract the sterol ring from that vegetable, because about 118 different vegetables actually have that sterol ring, and then it takes about 6 steps in the lab to convert it into testosterone, human testosterone that's indistinguishable from the testosterone that we make. So it's the exact same molecule, everything, actions, molecule, and that's why it's safe. And they've done studies to see, if we really overdose people, what are all the bad health effects that happen, and quite frankly, all the big studies showed there were none.
You see, folks, that's why I'm confident this is a fantastic, maybe in my mind, a miracle, I won't say breakthrough, it's been around for 100 years, but a miracle revelation given to Dr. Mark for people like myself and others to try. Get a copy of the book, Nobody Wants You Healthy. And what's your email address, Doctor?
Well, if they go to nobodywantsyouhealthy.com, just spelled out, nobodywantsyouhealthy.com, that'll take you to my website. There's a lot of fun things on there. One, you can look at, you can read about me, read about the book. You can see podcasts I've done, you know, videos. You can see interviews I've done. And you have a link to purchase the book. If you click the link to buy the book, it'll take you right to the Amazon page, and you just buy the book that way. Or, as you said, you know, if they don't have access to the internet and a computer, they can contact you, and I'll make sure that you get some books that you can sell for me there. We'll even give you a little commission. What do you think of that?
Well, if you want to trust me and send me a few copies, I'll take it. Folks, get right through West End. You go in, go in and consider ordering them. I'll have him send me a few copies if you don't mind, Dr. Mark. And
sure.
Our number to call, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. To get the books in a few days, I'll get them right out to you. Folks, get a copy of the books. I am so excited to try this. I truly am. I promise you, everyone out there, after I try this, and if I see results or don't see results, I will let you know.
Yeah,
and Marshall also.
You give them the honest information after. You know, I have nothing vested in this. You know, I am just trying. I am trying to help people. I'm trying to get the true science out there. I'm trying to educate my fellow doctors. I've been offering this therapy for 15 years, and I've seen what you would call miracles happen. I mean, it changes people's lives for the better. And you know, at this point in my career, that's what I'm in it for. I want people healthier. I want people better. And one of those things, as we talked about in the break, I'm working, trying to get the veterans healthier and better, because veterans particularly have extremely low testosterone levels on average, probably from the, you know, injuries, the treatments, and the explosives, and the burn pits, and everything else they've been exposed to it. When your testosterone's low, you don't feel well, you have chronic diseases, you get depressed, you know, suicides are too high among veterans because they're depressed. And, you know, this gives people their life back. So I'm anxious to start on that and work with veterans.
All right. Folks, well, I want to say, Dr. Mark, I want to thank you for being the kind gentleman you are. I mean, you're always quick to answer my text. You are considerate of others. You're not just out there a muckety-muck in the world. You're actually making a difference and caring for people. I want to thank you for doing that. That means a lot to me. I'm sure of thousands of other people. And, folks, again, I'm urging you, take $20 of this book. Write me here if you want it. I promise I'll have some of my hands here in a few days. Doctor, don't forget that. Send me some copies. And tell me what I owe you, and I'll send the money back to you, okay? I promise that. But, folks, get a copy of the book. It's so important. Dr. Mark, thank you so much. I'll be talking to you in the near future. God bless you.
Talk to you soon, Pastor.
Right.
Take care.
Take care, my friend. Folks, see you tomorrow night with Chris Pinto. You don't want to miss tomorrow night. Chris Pinto, very interesting character. See you tomorrow.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.